Good morning, everybody. If we could take a seat, it would be much appreciated. And we will go through the bulletin announcements. I need to apologize because there is a mistake and I got the dates wrong. So on the women's ministry announcements, the next women's night out, it says October 14th. That's a Thursday. So Monday and Thursday don't work out. They're two separate days, so that means they're two separate dates. So can you please correct that to the 10th? So sorry about that. I apologize for that mistake. We will correct that the next week's announcements, but I apologize. So please make note of that. I would appreciate it. And then remember, women, that our next women's potluck breakfast is October 22nd, and we have an awesome fall craft. It is an awesome outreach. I have enough crafts for up to 20 people. There is a sign-up sheet on the table. It is awesome. You will love it. If you're not crafty like me, we picked one, not like Bianne or somebody that's really crafty, or Kelly. And so Debbie found this really awesome for non-crafty people, but yeah, crafty people will like it. And so it's a great, great craft for us to do, and it'll be an awesome, you can keep it year-round. If your colors match, but it is fall colors, because us women, we have to worry about that. But it's really a beautiful craft, and it is fairly easy, so please come. It is a great outreach. Please invite somebody to come and join us October 22nd at 9:30 in the morning over at the Urgent Care Meeting Room. And please remember to sign up so we know and we have enough for everybody. And then there's some conferences coming up. There is one called Gottfried Tell, another one, but that's November 12th. It's a morning one. Also, that we've got the things that happen on Thursdays, the youth, we have the men's conversational Bible study, so early in the morning, so please look at that. Remember, too, we have a little plastic bin over on the resource table that has coupons in it, so please go. Feel free to go, and if you see any coupons that you want to use, please use them, take them, and then also if you have any coupons that you want to share with others, please bring them and put them in that coupon box. So, and that is great for us to share with each other. And remember, if you are a first-time guest or if you have any updated information, we would so appreciate it if you would fill out this communication card. You can put it in the offering basket, or you can also give it to one of us after church, one of us meaning leadership like Pastor Doug or I or Pastor Janet. So we'd appreciate it. And then I think that was it. So we will pray. I think I've covered as far as what I need to on the announcements. But there's more. So please look at your time, at your leisure. But now is the time for the tithes and offerings. And I just love this time. I absolutely love this time. And I just thank the Lord for everything that He's given us. And this is a time where we can lovingly, obediently obey Him and with cheerful hearts, just thanking Him for everything that He's given us. And remember, tithes is 10% of the increase, all increase He's given you. Offerings, remember, we need to be obedient to where and how much and where the Lord leads us through His Holy Spirit. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You and praise You for everything You've provided for us. You never leave us or forsake us, and we thank You and praise You for that. We thank You and praise You for this time, Lord God, of giving our tithes and offerings unto You, Lord God. We ask and pray Your blessings upon each one, Lord God, and we thank You and praise You that they will be used in ways that glorify You. We thank You, Lord God, that even part of this reaches around the world as part of this goes to missions offerings. And I thank You that Foursquare has that as a priority to spread the gospel around the world. We thank You, Lord God, for Jesus being our Lord and Savior. And we cheerfully give unto You, Lord God. Thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, here's a funny story. I was preparing this week's message, which on restoring intimacy, talking about our relationship with God and restoring that connection with Him as our beloved, like we were singing about, or us as His beloved. And I was kind of struggling with it. Wasn't sure where to take it. It was kind of having a hard time getting there. And then Pastor Karen calls me yesterday and said that she had been up in Phoenix at a prayer seminar, and she really felt like she needed to bring the message this morning and talk about some of the things that she learned there and some of the things that God's been speaking to her. And I said, well, I guess that's why that little block was there. You know, that's why I wasn't hearing clearly what I was supposed to talk about today, because I wasn't supposed to talk today. So we're going to push that restoring intimacy message off to next Sunday. And we're actually going to be talking about restoring prayer power, which Karen really feels led by God to bring something really special for you this morning. So I'm going to ask Karen to come up right now.
So, talking about prayer power, how about we pray? Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, for the power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you and praise you for this opportunity to go to your throne with every single prayer, and we can only do this because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who has washed us thoroughly. He is our sacrificial atonement through the shed blood on the cross at Calvary. And we thank you and praise you that in this we can now go to you directly. You hear every prayer as we were singing in the song. You care. You care so intimately for each one of us. And we thank you and praise you for this power of prayer. I ask and pray that you will help us to hear and receive everything you want us to hear and receive. And Lord God, as I humbly want to just be your vessel, your instrument to be used to speak what you want to speak to each one of us, including myself, Lord God. I thank you that you are touching our lives in the way that you want to touch it. Thank you in Jesus' name, and it is all for your glory. Amen. What Pastor Doug didn't clearly say, because I was like, I really was having a hard time like with this when I was feeling this at the seminar. So I called Paul after the seminar, and I was like going, okay, can I share with you something that happened? Because this is kind of weird, and I don't want to usurp. You know, he's the authority. He's the head. I do what he tells me to do. And it's like, and I was like, oh, but to ask him, because I know he already knew the message for this week, not knowing he was having a hard time coming up with the preparation for it, but he knew the title. And so I was just like, and so I just shared with him. I said, but I just, you know, hey, you go with this, how you feel, you know. And he said, and that's when he shared, you know. So then I go home, okay, get home, and I'm talking a little bit more about the conference to Paul. And then I get up, watch a little bit of baseball, and then I get up to go work on the message as I'm sharing this with him. And he goes, by the way, normally Paul, he reads his Bible, and he likes to read the Bible like through Genesis, through Revelation. That's the way he likes to do it. And he goes through different versions as he finishes. And he always marks it, you know. And he had realized that he had forgotten to read his word that day, yesterday. So he grabs the Bible and he just flips open, and he rarely does this. And he goes, Lord, just guide me to it. And so he comes up to these Bible verses and he goes, Karen, you might want to consider too these verses. And so he gives them to me, gives me the book, gives me the chapter, gives me the verses. And I go, and I'm going through some of my material that I got at the seminar. And he's like, Karen, oh, will you listen to me? And I'm listening to him the whole time, but I wanted to show him something that will be handed out to each one of us. And I said, can you read this? The first thing has exactly the book, the chapter, and the verses that he gave me. So it's like, you know, like a Holy Spirit moment, you know, like, you know, such a God thing. So I just love it when God works like that. You know, my sister and I go, no, 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 no. You know, we just do this thing. Like sometimes if we're like so in tune, you know, we do this if we're next to each other, but my sister doesn't live. But it was really neat. This was through Bridge Builders, this Prayer Shield seminar for pastors and the churches. And I had seen it, but I just didn't want to ask my husband to go to it because Because I had just had the conference that a Woman of the Truth put on, Ministries, and that was on October 17th, and then we went to the Women of Faith, that was up in Phoenix, and I just hated to ask him to cover again for my mother-in-law, and more, because I was supposed to relieve him, and he said no. He goes, we prayed about it. I finally told him, it was about Tuesday, and I said, okay, I really think, when I heard some other information, I just said, okay, I think I really need to go to this. And so I finally told him why I had not told him before. We prayed about it, and then the deadline was Thursday morning before noon to pay and sign up for this seminar, and I met the deadline. And so this is what has happened since then. We all know that our church has been going through some trials and tribulations and some challenges. And as in the book of Ezra, when they came back to Jerusalem and they rebuilt, it had its opposition. Even then, when they were obedient, just as we were obedient on the church plant team to come to Tucson on the northern part to help plant and start Pathway of Hope. Well, we've had our little challenges and trials and tribulations, and as we see now, it's been even heavier, the attack. Cheryl, she goes by Cheryl, not Cheryl. Cheryl Sachs was, who and her husband, Hal, are the founders of Bridge Builders International and focuses mainly on prayer. And she was sharing about how when you're going through a lot of spiritual warfare, often, and you're losing the battle, often it's because there hasn't been enough prayer put behind it. And we have many examples of the prayer power. So it was like, wow, this is crazy. Well, when we all have some kind of influence on others, right? So we are all basically leaders. Leaders have an influence on somebody else's life. And so, but when you are then assigned to a position of authority, you have more responsibilities and more influence. In the spiritual realm, when a pastor is called by the Lord God to go into that position, they have not only the position of responsibilities of taking care of everyday things, but they have the spiritual responsibility for your spiritual care and welfare and how you are growing. Remember Matthew 28, 19 through 20? Actually, I like to go through them 18 to 20 because it was saying how Jesus is given all power and authority, all of heaven and earth. And remember how Jesus then in John 14 and other verses that he tells us how we've now been given that authority through him. We've been given all that power and authority in the name of Jesus. So we now have that authority, and that's why he's saying, now go out into all the world, preach the gospel, and help them to be disciples, not just telling them that Jesus Christ saves and to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but they are to then make disciples of other men and helping them to know God's word and to love and obey him. That is really everybody. Everybody who knows Jesus as their Lord and Savior, who has recognized they are sinners and repented of their sins, now have that authority and charge over you. This includes everybody. You have heard of elementary kids sharing Jesus to others on up. So this is a commandment to all. But then when God puts you in a spiritual authority position, you have even more. You're accountable to what you teach. And I remember being afraid, like when I was just a Christian, and hearing like you were accountable for the Word of God, everything that you learned, it's like I didn't want to learn, because then I was accountable for it. But what I didn't realize when I was a young Christian was the grace comes in as your heart wants to love and obey, as Philippians 2, 12 through 16 talks about, and the Holy Spirit gives you that desire to want to know God more and to want to learn his ways and to obey his ways. And he gives you that empowerment to do so. Same for if God has called you to a position of authority as pastor, a spiritual leadership authority position, or leader as Bible study leader. No, but when you're in a position of authority,
God has called you, but God will give you that grace as you respond to his call on your life. And I'm teasing Debbie, I know. But you know, it's so neat because God, once you're obeying, that's when the grace power, you see the power of God working in your life. Well, I have had to repent. When I was at the seminar, I was like, ouch. Okay, I had to repent because I know that I have failed. I pray for Pastor Doug and Jackie and their family. I pray for the leadership here. I pray for the council. Paul and I often pray together, but I have not prayed enough. I have not been super serious about my prayer life. So here I am confessing my failure in that to you. But also, I was stirred up by God. Because now I'm like, okay, Lord, as I repent, I'm going to turn from it and start obeying you to what you have called me to do. I love it where she gave an example of prayer power in this. 11-11-2011, have any of you heard of that? 11-11-11? She shared a story about high school kids and how they went into a high school and they asked the principal to start praying. And they go from 26 hours of prayer, from 7 p.m. on Friday night to 9 p.m. on Saturday night to each high school in the Phoenix area. And this is now happening. Pastor Zane Anderson has approached from Victory and others have approached and they are able to now start doing that in Tucson. Amphi is going to be the first one that they are going to go to. I want to share with you how they said when they approached this one principal to start this at a high school, the principal said no. She didn't believe in the power of prayer. She said no, this school had a lot of problems. And so she goes, well, number one, we would have to have 24-hour security or 26-hour security. And so one of the students, high school students, had taken the initiative with some others, gone to the chief of police in Phoenix, and said, can we pray? We want to pray for you guys. Can we pray here? He said, you can have my office. So they had already been doing this. Well, when this student found out about this, this student then went to the chief of police, presented this problem, and the chief of police said, we will provide you 26 hours of security free of charge. So all they had to do was rent the school. This power of prayer, this designated power of prayer time was blessed with then. The police would come in with the drug dogs that would come in and sniff, and often they would get busted. Kids left and right were getting busted with drugs. Since this has been happening, twice the dogs have gone in and not found any drugs. She said when they also started praying specifically on the drug cartel that was coming in and the problems that we've heard on the news of the drug cartel from Mexico going into Phoenix and what were the problems, they said once they started finding out the names, they were generally praying for this problem, right? But they said when they started specific targeting, they started seeing specific results. So they started 35 names. Guess what? 20 of those names have been taken care of in some way, shape, or form. They only have 15 names left right now. So we, as a church, Pathway of Hope, God has a mighty plan for Pathway of Hope. And as you have heard Pastor Doug, can you imagine what he's going through? The trials and tribulations? We all, he's human just like us. And as we go through our trials, do you not get disappointed and down sometimes? Hello? That's a human emotion. And then you got to pick yourself up and arise and bring that to the Lord in prayer. But sometimes it's really hard because their load is heavy. But you still can do it. See, when Pastor Doug became a pastor, can you come up here please, Pastor Doug? He became Satan's target. And he has this on him all the time, whether he's here or not. Any spiritual leader that is in a responsibility zone has a target on them. And as this book, can you hold this, please? I was going to get tape, but then I thought I wouldn't tape it on you. But in this book called Bulletproof George Washington, there's a story of a battle, an Indian war. And he goes, get that guy, George Washington. He goes, he's their chief. Get him and you've got them. Same for Satan knows that you get him and you've got them. Because when they get the leader, Many fall because the influence is great. We see that in many churches. He steps up the temptation. And it's not going to be, hey, you know what? You need to like really want power, man. That's a major temptation that is hit by the by leadership and pastors. Another one is money. You know what? You need to like really get on their cases about giving. Not because it's that's what God says, but you need the money. In fact, you should probably pocket it in your pocket. And Satan will start doing these power trips. And that's why you hear of and the sex and stuff and the different ways that happens. That's why you hear of many pastors and leadership falling, going into that temptation. It's not because Satan goes right up there. It's because he sneakily does it and he's behind the scenes, attacking him left and right. But watch what the prayer power does. I need volunteers of about, 10 of us or so. Can we all come up? And I want you to put your hand on Pastor Doug in a different area, and I want you to be praying. Start praying. Just start praying. If it takes our whole church, we can do our whole church. We need some more. I need this area covered. Okay, I am Satan and his demons, and I am shooting my bullets at Pastor Doug, but I can't get through because every single area is covered by him. I am a marksman. I am an expert marksman, but I cannot get him because he is covered by the power of prayer. That is the shield that goes over our leader that God has ordained for this church and for this community. I don't know about you, but I know I have failed in that. And I've done prayers, but not prayers of just praying for more than a minute or two or three or four. Praying for our leader. Praying that God would give him the wisdom and the guidance and direction of what he wants our church, Pathway of Hope, to be in this community and to do. This is what we need to be doing for Pastor Doug. We thank you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for the power of prayer. And we ask and pray that you will just continue to work upon our hearts, Lord God, to drive us, to be driven. I thank you and praise you that she prayed for our church and other churches there at the seminar, that we prayed that each of us would have this burden to reach into the power of the heavenlies and the authority that we have in Jesus' name for Pastor Doug, for all the leadership here at Pathway of Hope, and for the church in a whole for Pathway of Hope. We thank you and praise you for the power of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. We claim that. Thank you. That's your target, Pastor Doug. That's yours. But it was just awesome to see that. Have any of you ever read The Present Darkness? Okay. This really was, I read this years ago and I was so scared. Because like black and white movies of dinosaurs scare me. And so, anyways, but I had nightmares in sixth grade from black and white dinosaur movies. And so, but anyways, Paul, he had read this first and I go, okay, it's light, you know, the kids are a bit, is this going to be okay? Is this going to be okay? And he goes, yeah. But this shows about really what's really happening. In Ephesians 6:12, 10 through 20 is really the armor of God. But in verse 12, it talks about our struggle isn't you and I when we're having a fight, when we're having a disagreement. Our talk is not about us fighting. It is about the spiritual realm going on. Satan taking his life. Oh, that wasn't nice what he said. You shouldn't forgive him. Oh, wasn't that horrible? Yeah, give your tithes. Right. Be obedient to God. Why should you do that? You need that money. Why would God ask you to do that when he sees that that bill needs to be paid? This is a division that Satan's trying to do you from being obedient to God's word. But we need to resist and we need to fill our minds with the precious holy word of God to know that we have the armor of God on. We have the helmet of salvation. Praise God. We have the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes that are prepared for the gospel of peace. We have all of that. with each one of us. It is with us. When you have the Holy Spirit, you have the power. Pray that daily over you and your family, over your pastor, and over our church family. It says at the end, pray for all the saints in verse 18. Pray persevering constantly, especially for all people, but especially for the saints. So this was awesome to see this. There was books that they had, and one was the Prayer-Saturated Church, and then there was another one that they called Prayer Shield. They said that this is a really good one. Peter Wagner, Cheryl Sachs is the one that wrote this book, and they gave it to us as a gift. And she said, I'm going to give it to you because I told her, I said, we have no prayer coordinator here. I'm going to start it. Actually, Chris Barenfine last week, she's at the Aglow conference this weekend, but she was talking how our church needs to step up and pray and worship. And there is a conference coming up called Supercharge on October 22nd in Phoenix area. And the guy's name is Dick Eastman. And I'm going to be handing something out pretty soon on that, from that it was written by him. But it is awesome about worship and prayer. Very powerful. Very awesome conference. And then she gave me another one called Intercessory Prayer. And this one looks really awesome too. She said this one is a great one for teaching classes, so I'm really hoping for us to have a class that we'll be teaching pretty soon. And then this one she said, ooh, convicting. The Prayer Shield. So she said they're all really good. But I remember getting this one a long time ago. And this one was called Too Busy Not to Pray by Bill Hybels. You see, great men and women, I remember hearing that the busier their schedule got, the more time they took to pray. It just doesn't make sense to my human brain. But they realized the power and where it came. In the book, John High, Praying High, there are many godly Christian men and women. One of these was shared about his praying power and the times, and he would just spend hours praying. And one lady was next to him, and she could feel the presence of God right there. Just feel it. And so it really drove her, she was a missionary, and it really drove her to rededicate her life to her prayer time. So she took less time away from doing all these great things for the Lord's work. But she took time to pray. And she started seeing that she was accomplishing more. And God was blessing and giving favor more. Her priorities changed. And many of you have heard of the 24/7 prayer and the torch being passed. I was talking to a friend that goes to Skyway Church up in Goodyear, and she was saying the torch was just passed to their church Friday night. And she said, Karen, when they went out for street ministry for the lost souls and saved, and they also go to rest homes, she says, in the morning she had to go into the church to get some pens. And she said, you could feel the presence of God. And what they have done is people signing up 24/7, not only are they praying, but they are praying the Word of God. They are out loud. Somebody 24/7 is reading the Word out loud. And somebody 24/7 is praying. So they have two people in the room at the same time. One is praying the Word out loud, and one is just praying. Now, we all got to remember, too, we all have different gifts and talents, right? So maybe the one with gifts of mercies is like, crying the whole time that they're praying because it's just driving them to tears. And so, and that's okay because the other one's going, oh, you know, they're really feeling this prayer, man. But I'm not feeling like that. That's okay. Just like the fruit of the Holy Spirit shows up differently in us. And so we need to remember to pray. Pastor Mark Buckley, also at Living Streams Church where this was held, spoke a little bit. He's been in ministry 30-something years, and they have he's been in Phoenix area 27 years and planted several churches. And their church right now has about 1,500. And he was saying how, he goes, when he got some immediate intercessory prayer warriors that were over them, there was about four men that they brought together. And he said, one guy was sharing a lot praying, the other guy was sharing a lot praying, and the other guy was sharing a lot praying, and the other guy was silent. The other guy would share, the other guy silent. The other, you know, and he was joining in prayer, but he just wasn't speaking out. At the very end, he goes, the Lord says that he isn't going to increase your influence. He was quiet the whole time. Now all of a sudden he says this. And he goes, I receive that. And sure enough, the church started growing again. And his influence started spreading where he started being able to share more. But we got to remember that, you know how exercising, I remember this long time ago when I used to teach aerobics, and studies were showing that, you know, they would say you need to do 15, 20 minutes really actually of cardiovascular work, right? And get that you're going, and otherwise, no, and it has to be straight, you know, da 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 da. And it's like, no. They started seeing that, no, well, I mean, yes, to run a marathon, yes, you need that workout and go farther and farther, but actually your body receives the great benefits of exercise, even 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 10 minutes here. So my challenge, as we are in Rosh Hashanah right now, the Feast of Trumpets, these are the 10 days of the feast of where the Hebrews just repented and remembered and were in awe of God. And then on Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, which is sundown to sundown. Remember, Hebrews celebrate, you know, their days are sundown to sundown. So that was October 27th, 28th, or 28th, 29th, I can't remember. And then it was Thursday, what was Thursday? 29th, 28th, 29th? 29th to 30th. And so then Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement is October 7th, sundown to Saturday, October 8th, sundown. My challenge for us is to please fast. Fast and pray on this Day of Atonement when we're recognizing the awesome, mighty power of God and what He has done for each of us. That alignment that we have for God and the power of prayer. That's what they would do, a 24-hour fast. You know what I loved about it? When they would celebrate, they would pray over their children blessings. So when we start that on Thursday night, October 7th, I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm saying it would be awesome if we would all join together. And if you can't do a total food fast, then maybe try to think of something you can fast during the 24 hours to pray for Pastor Doug and Pathway of Hope as a whole. Because as we see, like in, have any of you heard of Dr. Cho's church? In South Korea, the Full Gospel Church. And I was looking up on Wikipedia, and it was saying in 2007 it had 1 million members. But guess where it started? He was answering the call of God. Very sick man. God healed him. And then he was answering the call of God, and it started in a home with 3 people. And they started praying. And then they grew to 50. And then they started outreach, praying, and now it has grown. There are many people that say he has a very humble heart, and we all know Pastor Doug. Have we not seen him for years, those of us who have seen him behind the scenes? Humbly, even now, coming before anybody else, humbly setting up and tearing down. He is a humble servant of God, and his heart is wanting to line up with God. We need to back him up in our church in prayer. We are seeing what is happening because of the lack of the prayer power. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying we need to beef it up. We need to arise even more in our prayer power. Do you remember how Daniel, the story of Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? And they were called to be a little bit set apart, right? But one thing that was notable, they prayed. In fact, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are thrown into the furnace of fire. God saves them. They are men of prayer. But who do you hear a lot about? And the leadership position is Daniel. Pastor Doug cannot always be with us. And getting a fix from Pastor Doug's sermons on Sunday is not enough for each one of us. We have to take the responsibility on our part, as he keeps sharing with each one of us to do, and being in the Word. Cheryl Sachs was talking about how there's power in praying the Word, as I was sharing about the 24/7 of the torch and the prayer for the city, well, and the country. And one thing we could do is she was recommending pray the epistles, Ephesians, Galatians, Colossians, Philippians. Pray them out. Pray the epistles out as you're just reading it, praying it. And then as you can come to a point, personalizing, put Pastor Doug's name in it. Put Pathway of Hope. Put all of those here at Pathway of Hope. Put those that you know that are Christians in there. And and then watch the power work. You want us to see significant results? I do. Because I know that Pathway of Hope, just as we now have planted the church in India, and we are helping that church with prayer and financial support. Also, remember, part of our tithes and offerings go to missions around the world. But we are going to be able to plant even more churches, as Living Streams has, as we seriously get down to taking the time to pray. Do you want to be successful? Guess what? You know how in Hebrews 13:17 it talks about honoring your pastors and leaders, double honoring? Well, we know that the month of October is the clergy month, right? And so I love it. And it says, in the Phillips translation, it says, and as you are honoring and double honoring your pastor, and Hebrews 13:17 says to honor them and to obey them. You know, I mean, obviously, if they're telling you not to go against God's word, you don't obey them. But Pastor Doug's not doing that, so don't worry about that. But it says, try to make sure their work is a pleasure and not a burden. By so doing, you will help not only them, but yourselves. See, as we pray, because I remember Charles Sachs was saying, it was just crazy. She goes, she talked about things like this, attacks like this, too. She was giving all these examples. But and she said one time she had to preach in candlelight. All the power went out. But as we see the power of prayer, she was saying, well, Lord, you want me to pray for this country? And you want me to pray for this? They don't even know I'm praying for them. But being obedient to God and praying, God tells us to pray without ceasing. Pray for everybody. Pray for our pastors. Pray for the spiritual leadership and double honor them, make things to go well for them. As we are doing and obeying God, the blessings come. And she didn't realize the success comes. God starts answering yours. You'll be in prayer time and start hearing specific things. Jesus will go, well, so what do you want? But as your heart is in line with His, it will not be a selfish prayer. And when we pray for Pastor Doug, we're not going to do a controlling prayer. God, I want him to have Pathway of Hope go this way and do this and that and the other. It's not supposed to be. God will not honor a controlling prayer. But instead, lifting up to hear God and to say, God, touch his ears. Help him to hear what your will is for Pathway of Hope. How do you want us to be an influence here at Pathway of Hope? Where do you want us to be? You pray for Pastor Doug in this way, not a controlling prayer, but a prayer lifting him up in honor of his position unto the Lord. As you pray for a whole of our church family in honor, each one of us lifting us up in prayer to the Lord. There is power in prayer. It was really awesome to see this prayer. And the verses I will read to you. It is Colossians chapter 1. Verses 9 through 11 she was referring to. Now, I've heard Dr. Charles Stanley do this years ago. And when I heard it on a Sunday program, I taped it and had Paul watch it. And we both instantly felt, at this time Pastor Johnny Johnson was here, and Mindy and the family, we both instantly felt we needed to start praying this for Pastor Johnny, Mindy, and the family. And so he actually went through 7 through 14, but she was referring, as Dick Eastman wrote this for us, on verses 9 through 11. And I'm going to share that with you. For this reason, we also, from the day we heard of it, have not ceased to pray and make special requests for you, asking that you may be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God and in understanding and discernment of spiritual things, that you may walk, live, and conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him and desiring to please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, acquaintance, and recognition. We pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearance with joy. She was saying that going to the Amplified really helps to see it more clearly. And it is great to pray for yourselves on this too. Pray it over your children, but especially let us not forget to pray over Pastor Doug, his wife Jackie, his children Abby and Isaac. This is our responsibility to God. And God says that we will be blessed if we obey, but cursed if we do not. In other words, he gives examples in Leviticus 26 is one of the areas, but he tells us how you will receive my blessings with obedience. I love you and I have many promises and blessings for each one of you. But when you purposely disobey me, then you will not see maybe. That's why maybe some of your answers are being blocked. And it's not always why some of your answers are being blocked. Not always. But it may be why some doors are closing, why some opportunities, why you're not seeing the blessings and favors that God has for his children. It may be that. No matter what, though, God will bless those who obey him. And this is not just for us. It is for generations to come. God's blessings are for each one of us. I'm going to have Paul pass these out. You have seen these on the table. And this is Colossians, and it's all of the book of Colossians over your pastor. And it breaks it up in days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then also it goes over the Ephesians and other scriptures. I don't have as many of these. I do have more of these. So you can hand these out. This you may want to take. It's a little bit less as far as scriptures. Both are really good. Sorry, Paul. I know you were trying to grab and I kept holding on to it. But what was really cool at the table that we were at, I actually happened to sit next to Trevor. Do any of you remember Trevor that led worship here last summer for a little while? And his wife, Adina. And then also another couple and then a young man. And we prayed together these prayers. We did the first page, the first five, Colossians claims for Christian workers. And then on the back side is the second set of five claims relates to the increase of blessings from the Lord for the worker. But it was really neat the way that it goes over on the 5 points on the first page. So you might want to use this in your time praying over Pastor Doug, praying over the leadership here at Pathway of Hope, which includes Pastor Janet. And so we just want to make sure we lift up the spiritual leadership here at our church. We at this table prayed over, and in the prayers was Pastor Doug, Pastor Oben and Ray Orozco at Grace to the Nations, which is our Foursquare Church, Sister Foursquare Church over there on the southern side, and then Pastor Eric Jones and Pastor Jim Remington and his wife Claudia. And so we also prayed for this one couple that had a Christian Mentors Network program that they have ministry. And it's Roy and Sarah Crawford. And then the young man was Tim Brooks. And then, Trevor and Adina. And we prayed together over these. Now, with me, I don't know if, you know, some people just have just a way of praying. And they just pray so. And so they looked at me and said, Karen, why don't you start? And I was like, you know, and I was just praying, and I was just, you know, I lifted up all the names, but I felt like I was fumbling, you know, but it was okay, because God knew my prayers, you know. I was just trying to come up with the right words, and sometimes like, okay, no, I mean confusion, you know, and so I said, Lord, help them from any confusion, help them to hear your will, and so that's how I was praying with the, you know, the revelation of God's will in their lives. And so then another person then prayed for the revelation of God's wisdom, and then a revelation of God's understanding, and then a revelation of God's holiness, and then a revelation of God's pleasures. This is the precious power of the word and prayer. And don't say that we're not too busy. I love it. I've shared this before. Susanna Wesley, who had many children, she had 20 children, not all lived. But in the middle of the chaos, this is before microwaves and ovens and all that stuff that we have, the conveniences of, she would take her apron over and kneel down in the kitchen and pray. The children knew that was mom prayer time. You may have to go to your closet in your bedroom. You may have to close the door and lock it in the bathroom. You may have to designate, they were recommending, they have seen in studies, 15 minutes a day of prayer, designated prayer time with designated prayers, they see results. Remember, as we honor God, we are blessed as we honor our spiritual leaders, and that includes prayer. God will bless us. And so maybe you can give 7 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 3 minutes here, 2 minutes here, 4 minutes here, and then 9 minutes in the evening. Whatever you can, remember, 15 minutes of designated prayer. And I will ask Pastor Doug, she recommended to give 5 points. 5 points on your personal life and 5 points to pray for the church. And Pastor Doug, I would really appreciate it if you could get us 5 points in your personal life, which can be your work, your family, you know, whatever. And then what I'm going to do is pass this around. We're going to have, I want us to, I know it's not because I didn't have time to print everything out, but I have it through the end of the year. And I would like us, whether single or a family, it'd be great if you could do it with a family or a spouse, and each one like praying and maybe going over these sheets and praying these different words, even if it's verbatim, reading it word for word, but just praying over it. That's okay too. And then take 15 minutes a day for a week. And I have a week sign up. I would like you to put your name. Please print so I know. I will get you the points that Pastor Doug gives. The points, the prayer points may change weekly. But we will be praying for our church and for Pastor Doug and his family. We will see the results if we step up. Another aid that I bought there for us all is a person who has the week. There is praying for my pastor. And in here are different scriptures. Sometimes you can insert the name. And I'm going to have this go to the person who is praying for the week. Please remember to bring it back the next Sunday, or somehow, if you're not going to be able to be there on Sunday, call me, and then I will make sure we get it so that you can give it to the next person. But as we see the results, and they were saying if you're able to do more time than 15 minutes, even more results. But we will be known as a church that is going into the throne room of God, our privilege through Jesus Christ, taking the authority of Jesus' name over these specific prayer requests for Pastor Doug, all the leadership here at Pathway of Hope, for each one of us as a church family. And we will see the results in magnificent, awesome, mighty, powerful ways. We have seen God turn things over in a twinkling of an eye. And He can. Our God is awesome. Let us not put Him in a box. But let us go to the God who cares about everything, each one of us individually, and our church as a whole family. Because we are part of the church of the family of God. And in this, please do not forget about praying for the other churches here in Tucson. They need prayer power too. That is all the saints and around the world. Pray. I'm going to pass this out, and please... No, not you. And then please, if you can, sign up because, you know, we're praying for him. So, I mean, he'll be praying for us. You know, I know that because he prays for us. But if we can just do that. And that is just something I wanted to tell you about. There's other conferences. I will have that sheet over on the table. There's this purple page of other conferences coming up. A book called Psalm 91, God's Shield of Protection. The author, Peggy Joyce Ruth, will be there February 25th, 2012. So please, this will be over there, and let's draw on the power of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. If you can pass that around, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for your love for each one of us and for the power of prayer. And Lord, I just ask and pray that as you work on our hearts and minds, that you will be glorified as we take this seriously, this privilege and this duty as Christian soldiers here on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
while that sheet is going around, we're also going to have our ministry of prayer time. If our prayer teams would be available over here to your left, come and be prayed for. This is one of the reasons why we come together on Sunday mornings, is to encourage each other and to pray for each other and to lift each other up. So let's take this opportunity to do that, okay?